Hello, everybody. I didn't realise that we were going to be live streaming, or I might have volunteered to do this. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Sean O'Casey Centre, to the Sarah Lundberg Summer School this year. This is an annual event that has been organised by the East Wall History Group and the Alternative Visions Oral History Group as well. I'd also like to take this opportunity to explain to you all why we celebrate Sarah's life in this way and why it's so important to us, the members of the East Wall History Group and the Alternative Visions Oral History Group. The theme of, and Joe probably covered all this stuff earlier, so I could cut my presentation down in half, but I'll go on ahead anyway. The theme of the summer school is always inspired by things that Sarah was passionate about. She was a woman of many, many interests and many talents. And even talking to her for just a few minutes, you became aware of just how passionate she was of all the different things that she was interested in. She was a committed animal lover, a feminist, a trade unionist, a writer, a reader, a publisher, a poet, a teacher, an archivist, a knitter, and above all, a lover of people. I still wonder to this day how she managed to fit all of those things into her life. And as a result of that, we're pretty sure that we're never going to run out of things to cover in our summer school. One of my first conversations with Sarah was on the subject of vampires. It's a subject I taught myself very well versed in until I met Sarah. And one of my last conversations, just to show you the breadth of her range of interests, was on the subject of dog license permits by Dublin City Council. And that just shows you the breadth and depth of her interests. History was just one of the many passions that Sarah and myself shared. And it was through this shared passion of history that I first came to know and then to admire her. She was a fountain of knowledge, and more than that, she was always willing to share that knowledge with anybody she met. Though she is what is considered down here in East Wall as a blow-in, when she moved into the area, she quickly immersed herself into the community. And she was a well-known figure throughout the area, often spotted in her colourful jumpers, leading a mass of dogs. I think it was 7. Could be more, could be a few less. She also had a large number of cats, but I don't think she took them for walks. She might have. She was always found on her bike, whizzing around East Wall, very visible in her colourful hand-knitted jumpers. And she was also found on numerous occasions rummaging in skips. And when I say rummaging in skips, she was actually in the skips, looking for valuable artefacts, especially if they were outside old houses. And through that, she did manage to procure a wide range of really valuable stuff. You know, old diaries, old letters, almanacs, Tom's directories, and so on. She was such a vibrant person, and you never forgot when you'd met her. In fact, when she died, many local people recalled her as the woman with the dogs, the woman on the bike, the one with the mad jumpers, or your one that does the history. Sarah and I shared yet another passion, and that was our love of teaching. She believed in the power of learning, and like me, she saw the immense value of local history in education. In 2011, she spent quite a number of months in our school, digitising the old school records, and on occasion she'd pop into my classroom, which was right beside the corridor that she was taking all the photographs in. And my own class were actually working on a local DVD, a local history DVD project. So she would pop in and talk through how to look at sources and the job of the archivist and everything, just bringing another dimension to the project that we were working on. She was also delighted that she was in the school at the time that we were recording a reenactment of the schoolboys strike that took place in our school 100 years ago to that day. She recorded it for me, and now it did take her a couple of months to send on the recording, but we have it. I must actually show it someday. And she was delighted that she was around for that. And it was part of a series of activities that that kind of became a big project in the area that she was involved in. One of those was the book called Paradise Alley, which was launched that year, or relaunched that year, written by John D. Sheridan, which was based on our local school. And in fact, one of the last books that she was involved in publishing was a creative writing book with students from Mount Temple. So her passion for learning, her passion for sharing that learning was always evident. We talked many times about developing a local history project with the children of the area, both in school and outside of school. But like so many of Sarah's projects, this was one that was left unfinished. So these summer schools are our way of trying to finish some of her work. She played a huge role in our little history group, and when she died, it seemed almost impossible for us to carry on. But carry on we did, largely inspired by her passion, her historical professionalism, and her methodological approach to using history. And though she's not physically present here today or at any of our events, we have made sure that she is always with us in some way. And she's always remembered. The sunflower on the East Wall History Group logo is our small tribute to our brightest of sunflowers, Sarah Sunflower Lundberg. Thank you.